This is a message from the United States Embassy in Zimbabwe.
Hello, my name is Bruce Wharton. I am deeply honored that President Obama has asked me to represent him in Zimbabwe, and that Zimbabwe is willing to receive me. Thank you for having me as your guest. My family and I lived, worked, and learned in Zimbabwe a decade ago, and returning will be a new stage in our lives. We are excited about this opportunity to work with all of you again. I will need your help to know Zimbabwe of today. Americans and Zimbabweans have so much in common: family, faith, hard work, and love of the land which sustains our country's shared agricultural roots. For me, land is important for both economic and cultural reasons. My family and I have a home and a small piece of land in rural Virginia. It is our Kamusha. Many Americans have roots in Africa, and all Americans have an appreciation for the influence of African history, culture, and art on our society. I grew up in a home filled with African art, so the National Museum of African Art is one of my favorite places in Washington. Americans and Zimbabweans share a hunger for knowledge. The Library of Congress is the world's greatest library, the most complete collection of what human beings know. It is available in Washington and online around the world for anyone who needs it. This freedom to organize and share information is essential to progress. Finally, justice. We all deserve it, and we need strong institutions to defend and administer it. Nations prosper when all people are equal before the law. Zimbabweans and Americans have both fought for justice, know how important it is, and know that it requires constant nurturing. I look forward to meeting you, learning from you, and working with you to build a strong future for both our nations. Tatenda. Siyabonga.
That was a message from the United States Embassy in Zimbabwe. For more information about U.S. Embassy activities in Zimbabwe, find us online on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Flickr, or visit our official embassy website.